determination of the expected training results and selection of content. The implementation of each task leads to a specific goal. If you are building a house, it is to live in it or to be inhabited by somebody else. Here, the goal is unambiguous. Traveling can, in turn, serve to relax, attend a conference, or deal with an important matter. If you are planning a course on a topic, ask yourself, who is the course for and what is the purpose? So let's start with an example. Imagine that you are instructed to provide training on serving guests, serving dishes, and choosing wine by the waiter in the restaurant room. So now you know the topic of training, think about what else you know and what you don't know about the planned course. For example, what are your listeners surely capable of? What therefore can be omitted and what cannot? Finding the right questions and then answering them is extremely important. They will help you to prepare for training in a way that, in certain circumstances, participants learn how to do their job and not waste time. Check how much your knowledge in a given topic is sufficient and current. If you need to update it, then look for reliable sources and do it. Do not leave it for later. Substantial knowledge must be targeted. But where to start? From defining the purpose of the training. It is usually included in its topic. If it is, for example, serving dishes at a guest table, the aim of the training will be to achieve this skill at a certain level. If the topic concerns the selection of wine for guest meals, then in this direction should be aimed at developing skills and transferring knowledge and experience. So answer the question, what is the knowledge you want to present to the participants? The content you have to communicate to them must be associated with the intended goal. Be specific and necessary. It must fit within the time frame of the course. Do not talk about snacks if the subject of training is wine. If the training concerns, for example, flambéing of dishes, it is necessary to pay attention to the preservation of safety rules, but the analysis of types of fires can be left out. Do not lose purpose of the training. Do not theorize too much. Knowledge is indispensable in many areas, sometimes seemingly unrelated to the subject of the training. So think and determine what the participant should know after completing the training. The waiter performs practical tasks in his work, so most often they will be the main desired effect of the training. Do not bore them with an excess of details not necessarily needed at the moment.